Sybil.
A happy hump day from Atlanta, Mr. Joyner.
Dragon?
Well, I watched a walloping, a stomping, and a good old-fashioned behind whipping last night, thanks to the Joyner Jinx.
Oh.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I thought you were going to say something about we're in Atlanta.
We are. I'm sorry, Atlanta. We're glad to be here. We are really
thank you.
Yes.
We love you.
This is not about Kansas City today. This is about Atlanta.
Oh, we're not talking about it. We're going to talk about your work last night. Good morning, Atlanta.
Jay Anthony Brown.
He's not a jinx. He's not a jinx. He's not a jinx. He's not a jinx. He's not a jinx.
That's what I kept saying last night.
Good morning, Atlanta. In the ATL, baby.
And it was what the hey?
What the hey?
Okay. Previously on the Time
Jordan Morning Show. They gonna be lining up.
Previously on the Time Jordan Morning Show. Mm-hmm. When we left yesterday, I stepped out there and said, y'all gonna be lined up to apologize to me.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah, I want y'all in early
to
apologize. I want y'all up early to apologize, calling me a jinx.
Like a drunk uncle, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was.
You're
like
gonna
drunk
be
uncle.
Lined up tomorrow.
I'm gonna wake y'all up. You ain't apologize to me.
Yeah, that's
'cause I got this. I'm on the bandwagon.
I turn on the TV and I'm looking at the first inning. The first inning, I thought it was late. Did they start early or something?
Yeah, no.
And
they started early, all right.
They started early, jumping on the Royals. I'm sorry, Kansas City. Damn.
That's all you got?
That's it.
Where was my pull-up guy?
We tried
to pull
yesterday.
You up yesterday. You had a girl.
When I stepped out there like that, what was.
Like the drunk uncle, you pushed us away. Nonsense.
Well, I can drive this car. I've been driving for years.
I got this bus.
God dang.
It's the party wagon. I am. Okay. All right.
It'll be all right, Kansas City. It's okay.
Ain't all right today, though.
No, it's still very tender.
You're still 8-1 in the playoffs. And that's just one game of seven. We'll celebrate. We'll celebrate. We'll celebrate the winning of the World Series.
We.
Yes, we.
Jump off while you can.
I am on the way.
While they're still allowing you to keep your legs.
Okay.
Because baseball players are, most fans are more superstitious than football players?
I would say there are a lot of superstitions in baseball.
There are. Yeah. There are.
Lucky hats and
lucky bats.
Bats and the whole
chains around your neck that makes no sense. What is that? What is that about? A big old link chain of
None of it worked last night.
Yeah, nothing. Not a thing. They couldn't ward off the Joyner Jinx to save their lives.
Look at this. Where was my designated bandwagon driver?
I got these keys. I'm not giving them on my son. Nobody.
But yesterday.
Oh, man.
What an incredible day yesterday.
Yes, when we left you yesterday, we were in Macon, Georgia.
Come on, baby.
And we went to Fort Valley State for a homecoming celebration.
Oh,
it's their homecoming
gosh.
this week. And they had a special dedication, a special tribute for us, the Time Jordan Morning Show.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
Tribute.
A tribute.
After tribute. After tribute.
And they helped break up the group. They gave Sybil an award all by herself.
I'm an official Valley girl. Hey.
A Fort Valley girl. Mm-hmm. And she jumped up. And she started crying.
And she got on her own bus.
She started crying. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh,
I like to thank the little people.
Yes. And she started running around the room. And she was
like, she didn't mention us one time.
No, and we just sitting there looking at each other. And we'd like to make Sybil Wilkes a Valley girl. And you thought she was Miss America.
She was so happy.
She was so happy. Next thing I know, we drive back to the...
she's got her own bus.
We drive back to the hotel to pack, and I come out, and they say, Miss Wilkes. not riding with you. I said, oh, really? Yes, she has her own transportation. She will meet you in Atlanta. I said, well.
Like David Ruffin, what, she had a white Rolls Royce.
Jay.
It was unbelievable. What?
Can we really tell the truth about when the Valley Girls came up to give the plaque?
What really happened? What? America, let me talk to you. America, let me tell you what happened. So Tom had got two proclamations.
Mm-hmm. From the mayor, the lovely mayor, Mayor Williams.
From the school, very nice ones, right? So here comes the third one. Quite naturally, he thought it was for him.
He jumped up.
He jumped up.
Ready to accept the plaque from
We would like to give, all right, Civil Wilkes.
That was hilarious.
And we left with a very cool song, Humpty Dump Dump Dump. Oh, that was a cool song. Man, we had a great time.
We had a great time.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
And the kids are just so wonderful.
Yeah.
And the whole school from the president on down, it
was
just
the president was speaking hockey.
He was shiggity and all over the place. Yeah, I was like, whoa, Mr.
I'm like, be careful with
president.
That, man.
Yeah, the president of Fort Valley. Big fan of Huggy Lowdown.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see him in a board meeting.
Yeah.
You know?
I am sick of all
this shiggity.
Because
I don't think he's from here.
No, he's not.
But
I'm so sick
he
of
is delightful.
Yeah.
Just delightful.
Good time. We had
really
fun.
Good time.
Then we got back on the bus.
Well.
Just us. And we came on to Atlanta.
And that wonderful opportunity to meet folks last night in Atlanta. And today we go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
They're going to try to outdo my brother again. They're going to try to outdo the King of
Mississippi.
You know
what? I admire the fact that everybody's trying to do that. Yeah.
He's still king, though.
Yeah, he is the king.
Yeah.
He is the king still.
He's King of Mississippi.
Got the cape and everything. He is the king.
We'll see after the day, though. Yeah. They're going after in the day.
Yeah.
We're going to Smyrna?
Smyrna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to a McDonald's in Smyrna. Yep.
Smyrna.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday I gave you a musical tribute for Otis Redding, who was from Macon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day before, of course, James Brown, who was from Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're in Atlanta. There's so much music that has come out of Atlanta.
A lot.
Oh,
we can't just do one.
Right.
Okay. In fact, we can't do them all.
Some will be missed.
A lot will be missed. But Silk did what he could. And coming up next on the TJMS, the Silk Mix of Atlanta music.
The H-E-M.
And when we get to Montgomery.
The Gump.
The Gump.
As you like to call it.
Yeah, the only music we got out of the Gump, I think, is Clarence Carter.
But he had a lot of music. He had a lot of music, man.
I don't know if we can do a tribute.
See, some of his stuff you can't.
Yeah, well. That's the problem.
Yeah,
good music, but I don't think we can play it. I know we can't play it, not to stay on the air. and then it's on to Birmingham for the classic,
for the Magic City Classic.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if we're still together,
we'll still be together.
If we're still together,
we'll know when the white Rolls Royce shows up. We'll
be back in the Cape.
Yeah,
we'll be back in the Red Velvet Cake on Monday. Oh, this program.
This
note.
Just in.
Thursday when we're in Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
back at the Red Velvet Cake in Studio Jam.
Yeah.
With Boys to Men.
Wow. New music.
Yeah, we got a lot of show for you.